I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today marks the fifth anniversary of Egypt's January 25th Arab uprising. There are huge security concerns given the recent attacks by Islamic extremists. The government's cracking down on everybody. International Needs Rhody Rodehaver says it's a tense time with painful memories.
Often the Christians in these countries are singled out or targeted. And so it is a time when believers around the world really need to be praying for Egypt.
On the other hand, good things were born out of the birthing pains, too. The church was unified under the pressure of persecution. International Needs Partners will stay put because
there seems to be a movement among the young people in Egypt in terms of Christianity, in terms of sharing their faith, in terms of working for the cause of Christ.
On a different note, it's a good time to own a phone. Transworld Radio is partnering with Audio Now to expand the reach with a gospel call to listen service. They're excited to touch new crowds in Spanish. TWR's Jim Munger.
The telephone gives us an opportunity to reach people that might not be able to hear us on a radio transmitter. We can make Christian programming available to them wherever they are in the United States without having to have many radio stations broadcasting to try to cover all of them.
TWR is starting the service up in the U.S. and wants to hear your reactions of it in the first few months. Afterwards, they hope to see the project travel further.
We hope to increase the number of languages that we're offering as well as the variety of programming.
Help get the word out, and you'll find the phone number to call in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.